This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Talking Otago with ORC.
And we're joined for this edition of Talking Otago by Gillian Phillips, Otago Regional Council's Transport Implementation Lead. And we're going to be talking about some upcoming changes to bus fares in the region. Kia ora, nice to have you with us again, Gillian.
Marina, Jeff.
So bus fare changes are coming up, Gillian?
Yeah, so from next Monday, the 29th, fares are going up a bit in Dunedin and Queenstown. And the big change is, I guess, for younger passengers. So kids and youth are going to notice it the most.
How will the bus passengers be affected by these changes in the region, do you think, Gillian?
Right now, kids aged 5 to 12 travel for free, but that's wrapping up this week. And from Monday, it'll be $1.50 to travel with a B-card. So this week is the last chance for the free rides. The good news is that under 5s will still travel free, but adults will see a small jump in fare too, from $2 to $2.50. And for Super Gold card holders, the off-peak stays free, but during peak times, their fare also goes up from $2 to $2.50.
Now, probably fair to say, not many people like to see prices go up. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about why the fares are changing.
Yeah, look, it wasn't an easy call. We know it affects people, and the $2 fare has been in place for a long time. But the flip side is that central government has asked us to get more of our funding from fares instead of rates and subsidies. So we've had to kind of balance that with what the community expects from us.
And when you consider what has been some pretty encouraging news around patronage over the last year or so, what do you anticipate the impacts are likely to be on patronage?
We really hope there isn't an impact or not too much of an impact. The great thing about bus patronage in Otago is that it's been booming in recent years. It's gone up more than 50% in over the past 5 years in Dunedin and Queenstown. So people are clearly, excuse the pun, on board. But we hope people will stick with us, and we do remind our passengers that the best tip is to always use a registered B-card to make sure you get the cheapest fare.
Yeah, well, while we're talking about B-cards, maybe you could just remind people about how they can get a B-card. If they're considering becoming a bus user, a regular bus user now, how do they get a B-card in the first place?
Yeah, so there are a number of different places they can get them from. They include Otago Regional Council offices in both Dunedin and Queenstown. There are a number of sort of service centres, libraries and so on. There are various tourist places in Queenstown, hotels, the eyesight. But if you go to the ORC Orbus website, you can get all your information there.
We've seen a few changes too, technology-wise, supporting travellers with information about the bus network and so forth. How have those changes been bedding in?
Yeah, so the last couple of years or so, we've put a number of new bits of technology in to improve the customer experience. One of those was the use of an app called Transit, which is a global app. We just have a sort of all bus version of it, so that allows passengers to see where the bus is, how far away it is, if it's late, and that sort of thing. So, you know, particularly if it's pouring with rain, there's a traffic jam, there's been an accident, you can look on the app and go, oh, actually, the bus is a few minutes later than I thought it was going to be, so I'm going to hang on for a bit. Also has passenger features, so passengers on the bus can go, hey, this bus is busy, or there's standing room, or the seats available, that sort of thing. So that's been quite good. And also across the region, we've been putting in what we call e-stops, so solar-powered electronic bus stops that display that same real-time information to tell passengers exactly where the next bus is, where it's going, and that sort of thing.
So some changes on the horizon in terms of fares. Let's hope that it still encourages those who are taking that form of transport as opposed to jumping in the car and burning up fuel and taking up space, that they can still rely on a good, reliable system of the bus network And we will no doubt catch up with you again, Gillian Phillips, Otago Regional Council's Transport Implementation Lead, about our bus services and more. Thanks for taking some time to join us for Talking Otago today.
Thank you very much.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.